100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Former President Trump's lawyer telling the Associated Press that he was surprised by Trump's demeanor as jurors handed down their guilty verdicts against Trump on Thursday. Attorney Todd Blanche says Trump, quote, just stood there and just kind of took it as each verdict was read. Blanche, though, says there's more to do as Trump has yet to be sentenced and is likely to appeal. Ongoing crackdowns on protesters at universities. This student witnessed police dismantle an encampment at UC Santa Cruz early Friday.
There's a lot of students here bruised up. I know there's a few that are in the ER right now.
The school said in a statement the protesters have been given repeated direction to remove the encampment. The city of Minneapolis mourning the death of a police officer killed while responding to a shooting at an apartment on Thursday. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin stressing the need for more dialogue between the U.S. and China at a meeting with security officials in Singapore. This is ABC News. A Canadian serial killer who took female victims to his pig farm during a crime spree is dead after being attacked in prison.
Robert Picton died after being assaulted in prison in Quebec May 19th, say Canadian prison officials. He was 74, another prisoner is held in connection with his death. Picton was convicted and sentenced to life in prison in 2007, charged with murders of 26 women who were sex workers and drug users near Vancouver in the late 1990s and early 2000s. A witness testified Picton told him how he strangled victims and fed their remains to his pigs. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
As climate change is being blamed for worsening disasters from cyclones, floods, droughts, and more, a top United Nations official says despite this, there are fewer people dying from these catastrophes globally. The official says efforts to increase early warning systems, planning, and resilience are all helping to reduce the death toll, even as weather disasters get worse. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
According to Tony Schumacher, lots of cloud cover today with a chance of scattered showers above 50% with a high of 72. For tonight, partly cloudy, patchy fog forming will drop down to 54. Partly cloudy, a bit warmer on Sunday, a high of 79. Sunday night, partly to mostly cloudy, 58. Back to the work week Monday, mostly cloudy, scattered showers, maybe a storm, a high of 76. Tuesday, breezy, warm and sticky with a high of 84.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. O'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still.
Listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Have you ever been lonely? Have you ever been blue?
Have you ever loved
just as I love you? Can't you see I'm sorry for each mistake I made?
Meyer Oil and LP, the unsung heroes behind the scenes at WRCO Studios, keeping the music flowing and the community connected.
When my gal and I go on a date, we always come in kinda late. When I say goodnight at her front door, I always beg for one kiss more. Give me more, more, more of your kisses. I want more, more, more tender kisses. And when I finally go, you can hear the rooster crow. Oh, please give me one more tender kiss. So late, but when I kiss my gal goodnight, the sleep will have to wait. Give me more, more, more of your kisses. I want more, more, more tender kisses. The neighbors always came, and I know that it's a shame, but I've got to have another tender kiss. Neighbors in her block have offered things, you see. They'll even pay the wedding bills to just get rid of me. Yelling more, more, more of your kisses. I cry for more, more, more tender kisses. And when I leave her door, you can hear me beg for more. Oh, please give me one more tender kiss.
Wake-up sound of the wonderful Lefty Frizzell. Good morning to Donna and everyone joining us today. Thank you for making us a part of your weekend. We're at 59 degrees. Here's another classic from Gordon Lightfoot. It's the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
From the Chippewa on down to the big lake they call Gitchagumi. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. With a load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty. That good ship and true was a bone to be chewed when the gales of November came early. The ship was the pride of the American side, coming back from some mill in Wisconsin. As the big freighters go, it was bigger than most, with a crew and a captain well seasoned, concluding some terms with a couple of steel firms when they left fully loaded for Cleveland. Then later that night, when the ship's bell rang, could it be the north wind they'd been feeling? Thank you.
tattletales sung when the wave broke over the railing. And every man knew, as the captain did too, 'twas the witch of November come stealing. The dawn came late and the breakfast had to wait when the gales of November came slashing. When afternoon came, it was freezing rain in the face of a hurricane west wind. Supper time came, the old cook came on deck saying, fellas, it's too rough to feed you. At 7 p.m. a main hatchway gave in. He said, fellas, it's been good to know you. The captain wired in, he had water coming in, and the good ship and crew was in peril. Later that night when his lights went out of sight, came the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Does anyone know where the love of God goes when the waves turn the minutes to hours? The searchers all say they'd have made Whitefish Bay if they'd put 15 more miles behind her. They might have split up or they might have capsized. They may have broke deep and took water. And all that remains is the faces and the names of the wives and the sons and the daughters. Lake Huron rolls, Superior sings in the rooms of her ice water mansion. Old Michigan steams like a young man's dreams. The islands and bays are for sportsmen. And farther below, Lake Ontario takes in what Lake Erie can send her. The iron boats go as the mariners all go. The gales of November remembered. Musty old hall in Detroit, they prayed in the Maritime Sailors' Cathedral. The church bell chimed till it rang 29 times for each man on the Edmund Fitzgerald. The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. Superior, they said, never gives up her dead when the gales of November come early.
Crazy,
I'm crazy for feeling so lonely. I'm crazy, crazy for feeling so blue. I knew you'd love me as long as you wanted, and then someday you'd leave me for somebody new. Worry, why do I? Thinking that my love could hold you, I'm crazy for trying and crazy for crying, and I'm crazy for loving you. Crazy for thinking that my
time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We're hooking you up with Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway to Door County, Lake Geneva, or a lake house vacation. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your first chance to win in this statewide contest starting Monday, June 3rd at 7 a.m. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
Hello, everyone. This is WRCO's Adam Hess. Be sure and join me every Saturday morning at 8:30 for Prime Mover. If you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away. Brought to you by Sleepy Hollow Buick GMC, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, The Richland Locker, Jones Chevrolet, the All-American Do-It Center, Clark's Power Sports, and by Colloy Contracting. Prime Mover every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. The Milwaukee Brewers were 2-for-16 with runners in scoring position at one point in the seventh inning on Friday, but it turned into a great night. Christian Yelich tallied 5 hits and 5 runs knocked in, and he logged his 300th career double. Bryce Terang, William Contreras, and Sal Frelick chipped in 3 hits apiece to transform early frustration into an easy 12-5 win over the Chicago White Sox in interleague play at American Family Field on Friday. The Brewers banged out 23 hits. Now, that was not only a season high for the crew, but the most for any team in any game in the majors this season. Of those 23 hits, 18 were singles and none were home runs. And with finishing 9 of 27 with runners in scoring position, the Brewers set the high mark for the most official at-bats with runners in scoring position in any Major League game this season. Again, the Brewers pick up the win 12-5. Other interleague finals from last night, Atlanta doubled up on Oakland 4-2, Miami 8, Texas 2, Cleveland a 7-1 win over Washington, Toronto downed the Pirates of Pittsburgh 5-3.
San Diego 11, Kansas City 8, and the Yankees a 6-2 win over San Fran. American League Finals, Boston 7, Detroit 3, Baltimore 3-1 over Tampa Bay. Minnesota over Houston 6-1, Seattle 5, the Angels 4. National League Finals, Cincinnati 5-4 over the Cubs, Philadelphia over St. Louis 4-2. The Mets got by Arizona 10-9, and it was Colorado 4, the Dodgers 1.
Cordon Main offers quality, affordable furniture, mattresses, home decor options for all styles. Stop in downtown Richland Center for in-stock items as well as customizable styles today. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, your Trane heating and air conditioning system dealer, providing quality service and superior products. It's hard to stop a Trane. And WP Dental, providing modern dental care, helping create healthy, beautiful smiles Monday through Friday.
Good morning. 5:22 is your wake-up time. We're at 58 cloudy degrees. We'll have a look at your weekend forecast right around the corner. Right now, it's Ray Price. Yeah, we're singing for the good times on Country and Community.
Don't look so sad. I know it's over. But life goes on, and this old world will keep on turning. Let's just be glad we had some time to spend together. There's no need to watch the bridges that we're burning. Lay your head upon my pillow. Hold your warm and tender body close to mine. Hear the whisper of the raindrops blowing soft against the window, and make believe you love me one more time. For the good times. I'll get along. You'll find another, and I'll be here if you should find you ever need me. Don't say a word about tomorrow or forever. There'll be time enough for sadness when you leave me. Lay your head upon my pillow. Close to mine. Hear the whisper of the raindrops blowing soft against the window, and make believe you love me one more time. For the good time.
Fox
Foggy Bottom Woodwork specializes in meeting customers' unique needs. Whether it's one small cabinet or cabinetry and millwork for the entire house, all stained and finished to match, Foggy Bottom Woodworks is the one to call. Also, now doing custom engraved wooden signs. Call Rick at 739-4440 for a free in-home estimate. Stop at Foggy Bottom Woodworks, located at 555 East Warehouse Street in Muscadet, or visit foggybottomwoodworks.com.
Someday, some way, you'll realize that you've been blind. Yes, darling, you're gonna need me again. It's just a matter of time. Until you reach the end of the line. But I know you'll pass my way again. It's just a matter of time. After I gave you just a matter of time. Go on, go on, until you reach the end of the line. But I know you'll pass my way again. It's just a matter of time.
It's local music.
Local music on WRCO-FM.
From Adams to Azeka, Boaz to Ithaca, and everywhere in between. It's local music on WRCO-FM and
Civic Media.
Stars in the sky, but none of them are alike. There's a lot of people in this world. There's not one like this girl. Something about her makes me smile. Sometimes I sit and cry. The way she makes me feel inside. That long, and all my feelings aren't all wrong, but every time I look in her eyes, I see something deep inside, something about the way she smiles, the way she looks into my eyes, and how she holds my hand sometimes, the way she touches me. Just right.
Why'd it have to take so long? She's everything I ever dreamed. Yeah, she's everything. Something about her makes me smile. Sometimes I sit and cry. The way she makes me feel inside, I never felt it in my life. I never thought I'd find someone. I thought I'd always be alone. And she walked into my life. She made me smile. Something about her makes me smile. Sometimes I sit and cry. The way she makes me feel inside, I never felt it in my life. Something she looks into my eyes. Now she holds my hand sometimes. The way she touches me is right.
That's one that Richland County gets to claim as our own Donnie Razek. RCHS graduate, something about the way she smiles.
Do you? You make the coffee, I'll make the bed. I'll fix your lunch and you fix mine. Now tell me the truth. Do these old shoes look funny? Honey, it's almost 9. Now you be careful, gotta go. I love you, have a beautiful day. And kiss the
It's a MeTV television theme memory.
MeTV.
From WRCO-FM.
MeTV.
Countryside and chores.
I'd rather toil on acres of soil because I like the outdoors. To a tree or a sky of blue. Fresh air, Times Square. I'd rather toil on acres of soil because I like the outdoors.
Had an opportunity to watch that episode last night, Green Acres. It's a MeTV memory on RCOFM.
Be sure and join me every Saturday morning from 5 until 10 a.m. on WRCOFM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. Hello, this is Adam Hess. Saturdays, we bring you the best country music, news, weather, sports, some fun, and of course, Prime Movers starting at 8:30. If you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away, join me every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 a.m. for Prime Mover, only on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Ready for an action-packed weekend at the 65th Wisconsin High School Rodeo State Finals happening at the Richland County Fairgrounds. The excitement kicks off with special introductions at 7 o'clock p.m. on Friday and Saturday nights and at 11:30 a.m. on Sunday, followed by thrilling performances. Don't miss the annual rodeo parade at 10:30 a.m. on Saturday. The weekend promises top-notch entertainment, showcasing some of the finest high school athletes in the state. Advance tickets are available now through June 14th at Creative Layers, located at 142 South Central Avenue in Richland Center. And on Sunday, June 16th, join us for Cowboy Church at 8:30 a.m. to start your day. For any questions, give Kenda a call at 475-1886. June 14th through 16th, Wisconsin High School Rodeo State Finals in Richland Center. See you there.
According to Tony Schumacher, lots of cloud cover today with a chance of scattered showers above 50% with a high of 72. For tonight, partly cloudy, patchy fog forming will drop down to 54. Partly cloudy, a bit warmer on Sunday, a high of 79. Sunday night, partly to mostly cloudy, 58. Back to the work week Monday, mostly cloudy, scattered showers, maybe a storm, a high of 76. Tuesday, breezy, warm and sticky with a high of 84. If you would like to become a friend of the show and interact with me, Adam Hess, every time I'm on the radio, simply head to Facebook.com and search keywords Civic Media Adam. When you find my profile, hit like, subscribe, and follow. You can make a request, tell me a joke, and just interact with the studio. It's Civic Media Adam from WRCOFM Civic Media and on Facebook.com.
How sweet it would be. But baby, I got lucky when I met you that night. Now you'll always have this promise from me.
No matter how high I get, I'll always look up to you. You'll always be number one. I'll settle for number two. You've always been there for me. Baby, I must confess, I'll always look up to you.
Sometimes, so crazy I don't know what to do. When I've had it up to here with all of their lies,
settle for number two. You've always been there for me. Maybe I must confess, I'll always look up to you. No matter how high I get, you are the one that turned me around. You help me keep my feet on the ground. No matter how high I get, I'll always look up to you. You'll always be number one, I'll settle for number two. You've always been there for me. Baby, I must confess, I'll always look up to you. No matter how high, no matter how high I get, I'll always look up to you. You'll always be number one, I'll settle for number two. You've always been there for me. Baby, I must confess, I'll always look up to you. No matter how high.
That's a great classic from the Oak Ridge Boys for your Saturday morning wake up. Adam Hess with you. Good morning. Hey, our plethora of listeners starting to check in this morning nationwide. We have Donna locally, also Tim and Kathy joining us. Emily from Florida on theold.com. Our Jensen Street crew out in Mesa. Yeah, it's early out there. They're starting to get up and around a little bit as well. Thanks for making us a part of your weekend. Here's Iola by Great Plains from 1992.
The sky.
Well, folks, Carrie is reaching out to us via Civic Media Adam at Facebook.com. She's in Iowa this morning. She enjoyed that Great Plains song, and she asked if I could play her a Beatles memory, and she even said, please, please, please. Yeah, we can do that for you, Carrie. Thanks for joining us this morning. Civic Media Adam and WRCO on the Civic Media app.
As I could be, I didn't know Lil was Big Ed's wife to be. He took out his knife and he gave it a throw. When it's springtime in Alaska, I'll be 6 feet below.
When it's springtime in Alaska, he'll be 6 feet below. 100.9.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
This Farm Market Update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. Ready to serve your seed, feed, and repair service needs.
Hog futures were higher Friday. Soybeans, cattle, and corn finished lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein's focus on delivering higher-yielding genetics faster than the competition is why they've released more Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans were modestly lower Friday on fund and technical selling, also closing lower on the week. Near-term forecasts did have more planting delay and rain in parts of the Midwest. Still, that planting pace was expected to stay ahead of the five-year average, with the USDA's weekly crop progress and condition numbers out at their normal time on Monday. July beans were 4 3/4 lower at 1205. August was down 4.5 at 1203.5. On bull spreading, July bean meal was up a dollar and a dime at $3.6470. The other contracts were lower. And with the declines in soybeans and crude oil, July bean oil is down 20 points at $45.52. Corn was modestly lower on fund and technical selling, also seeing week-to-week losses. Corn was watching the U.S. planting activity with the potential for replanting or acreage switching in some areas. Still, this spring's precipitation has recharged soil moisture, and that will be beneficial long-term. July corn was 2.5 lower at 446 and a quarter. September was down 3 3/4 at 454. And wheat was mixed, also posting week-to-week declines overall. Forecasted rain in southwestern Russia did not meet expectations, and France's soft wheat crop rating declined on the week, but Australia has seen an improvement in rainfall, and while the USDA's winter wheat crop condition rating was lower than the previous week, it's still well above a year ago. July Chicago was down 2.5 at 678.5. July Kansas City was 3/4 lower at 708 3/4. July Minneapolis wheat on Friday was down 2 1/4 at 739 3/4. Live and feeder cattle were down, with box beef lower at midday, also seeing pressure from the direct cash cattle business during the session. I'll have more on that in just a moment. June live was down a dollar at 181.55. August was 132 lower at 178.45. August feeders were at 267 lower at 256.40. September feeder cattle were down 255 at 258.12. And hogs were up modestly on the higher midday move in pork and the solid weekly export sales numbers for pork, up sharply on both the week and from the four-week average. June live was 37 higher at 94.35. The July lean hog contract Friday was 17 cents higher at 97.12. As for the direct cash cattle markets, the business Friday was light to moderate, mostly limited to the north. Dress sales in Nebraska were 301, $3 lower than the previous week's weighted average, and at 190 dress, down about a dollar. Very light activity was reported in Kansas at 186 live, unchanged from Thursday and a dollar lower than the week before. Box beef closed lower Friday with choice down 84 cents at 313.20 and select down 81 at 301.71. The estimated cattle slaughter of 122,000 head was up 5,000 on the week, but down about 2,000 on the year. The USDA says hay prices in Missouri were mostly steady on the week, with light demand for a light to moderate supply in the first cutting process just ahead of average. Medium squares of supreme alfalfa range from $250 to $350 per ton, with medium squares of premium at $200 to $275. Large rounds of good to premium mixed grass are reported at $150 to $225. In Nebraska, hay was steady in a thin test with light demand. The first cutting of alfalfa is underway, with most of that headed to dairies or feedlots, and there has been a wide range of tonnage reports. For eastern Nebraska, good to premium large squares of alfalfa sold at $245 per ton. In the Platte Valley, ground alfalfa was reported at $165 per ton. For western Nebraska, large squares of fair quality alfalfa brought $100. In South Dakota, the USDA says demand was slow but should increase after the first cutting wraps up. Large squares of premium to supreme quality sold at $250 per ton, with large squares of premium at $220. The weekly biomass report says corn stocks average 60.31, straw average 107.50, and grass average 75. Cash hog markets were steady to lower, with very light closing negotiated numbers for the major direct markets. Didn't add a lot from the open to the close. Most buyers had their near-term needs taken care of and were able to save money with questions about sustained domestic demand. Wholesale pork did end the week with a gain, but it remains to be seen if that continues after retailers finish restocking following Memorial Day. Pork export sales were solid. The pork carcass cutout value on Friday was up $1.30 at $103.25. The estimated hog slaughter on Friday was 483,000 head. That's an increase of 43,000 in the week and more than 15,000 on the year. Early weaned pigs were steady and feeder pigs were $5 lower, with active demand for moderate offerings. For the early weaned pigs, the composite weighted average was $39.49, with the formula weighted average of $44.44, putting the weighted average for all early weaned pigs at $41.15. The cash composite weighted average for 40-pound feeder pigs was $61. We are online at brownfieldagnews.com, and you can follow us on X at Brownfield. John Perkins, Brownfield.
This is WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
A Civic Media station.
This is Phil Nee. I recorded this mixtape because I think you're a groovy girl. There is no one I would like to help me milk the cows than you. I dream about your riding on the fender of my Super C farm all, and when I'm spreading manure, I can look into your eyes.
This mixtape
is dedicated to you.
Hey, rock and rollers, this is Phil Nee. I'll be here reliving my misspent youth on Saturday night between 6 and midnight, playing all the hits. We'll stop and park for a time in 1985. We'll be taking requests, and we'll be playing trivia each time you hear the magic cowbell ring. Those were the days is sponsored by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating and Electric, Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, Culligan Water Conditioning, Inspired Innovation Salon, Jay's Ag and Turf Center, and Sleepy Hollow Auto Sales. Saturday nights are all right with old-time rock and roll right here on the radio. Hometown of Baseball from WRCO Radio hits the airwaves with hits again this season, and coming up Sunday afternoon, it will be the Dodgeville Knights playing at the Muscadet Mudcats. Join us for this Western Section Hometown Baseball game on the radio, beginning with the pregame time at 12:45 and then first pitch time around 1 o'clock, live from Pickering Park. Dodgeville at Muscadet, this weekend's Hometown Baseball game Sunday from WRCO Radio Sports.
ABC News is sponsored on WRCO-FM by Prem Meats, your upscale retail meat market with two locations to serve you even better, in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac. A meat processing, grocery, heat and eat, cheese, gifts, catering, liquor, wine, and beer company.